What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show here. It is Tuesday, February 1, 2011. Events in Egypt continue to just grow and grow. The momentum of this is not going away. This is the global revolution. The corporate media is trying to say, oh, it's just them pesky Arabs and the Islamists. Of course not. It began in Iceland. You know, now the PM of Ireland is talking about dismissing their parliament. This is not confined to the Middle East. It just happens the focus is there right now. 4 million people are in the streets of Egypt right now demanding the ouster of Mubarak and the end of 30 years of dictatorship. 2 million of them are inside the streets of Cairo right now. They're getting ready to march on the Imperial Palace. And Mubarak is still trying to play games. Apparently, he's going to come out and make a speech here real soon saying he promises that if you just all go home and go back to work, that he won't run for president again, which basically means there will be no more elections in Egypt. The people of Egypt, if they back down now and leave him in office, the tyranny they have experienced up to now will seem like a Sunday picnic compared to what Mubarak will do to hang on to power until he dies. The pattern is clear here. They cannot back off. They cannot let him stay in office. And apparently he's coming out and saying, oh, I'll quit after my next term in office. No, you quit now. You quit now. That's what the people want. This thing is just, you know. And you know what's really interesting? Do you remember back when they were trying as hard as they could to sell the war in Iraq to the American people about, oh, those people of Iraq, they hate Saddam, you know, and, oh, look at the toppling of the statue, and what a huge crowd, and an expression of the people of Iraq, how much they hated Saddam Hussein. And then you got the wide view of the toppling of Saddam's statue, and was like, what, 30 people? And the media was trying to tell you that this was a genuine popular uprising against Saddam Hussein. And now here we have 4 million people in the streets of Egypt, and everybody's working as hard as they can to trivialize it and marginalize it. Oh, gosh darn those Islamic-type people. Because Israel has sent out the dictum to the rest of the empire. You shall keep our puppet ruler in place just because we need to prove that we can keep our puppet rulers in place here. Well, I don't think the people of Egypt are going to fall for this thing about, oh, I will step down at the end of my term. I think at the very least, you know, the media is going to say, well, see, the problem is solved. Go back to your slave pens. Everything is all right. He'll quit after, you know, after his term in office is over. But, you know, they keep changing the rules in Egypt. Originally, when he was running for president, nobody ran against him. Then they said, you got to have an opponent. He says, oh, all right, we'll set up. And you know, it's pure, the elections are pure eyewash in Egypt, same as in the United States. It's all theater to convince the people that they have some kind of control. And the Egyptian people finally realized it is a fraud. And they're standing up. And they don't want Mubarak. If they let Mubarak stay in power, he will find some way to renege on his deal. He's never kept any of his promises he's made to the Egyptian people. He keeps all of his promises to the United States. And he keeps all of his promises to Israel. But he's never kept his promises to the Egyptian people. And so what they're trying to do is say, well, you know, make this all go away, you know, by saying that you won't run again and the rioters and protesters will go home. I don't think it's going to happen. I think they're going to march into the palace. They're going to pry Mubarak out of his office with a crowbar. If he's still there, he could be in London making this tape for all that we know. But if he's still in the Imperial Palace, they're going to pry him out with crowbars. It's going to take him 3 weeks to sand the fingernail gouges out of his desk and the door frame, after which they'll announce that there was an orderly transition of power in Egypt. But this is not going to go away, and this growing global revolt against the fascist economic dictatorship that was trying to impose itself on us all under the name of globalism and global warming. By the way, they're getting slammed by this winter storm on the mainland United States. It's leading to a global revolution, and they're absolutely panicked, because if the entire globe is in rebellion against the greedy money addicts, there's no place for them to go. There's no asylum. They can't flee from one country where the people are saying enough with the private bankers and go to another country with the same problems going on. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And for those people listening on Justin TV, we seem to be having some interruptions to our sound feed coming from Republic Broadcasting. I'm not sure what's causing it. They say that they can hear me clearly, so we're just going to continue on the show. Maybe those gosh darn Al-Qaeda computer hackers trying to shut us down or something like that again. All right, we're talking about the situation in Egypt right now. Mubarak apparently about ready to release a pre-recorded statement that he will not seek re-election, which basically is his attempt to stay in power a little bit longer by promising to leave somewhere down the road. Now, the Egyptian people probably understand two things. One, he can always break that promise. He can always simply call off the elections and stay in power that way. And if they let him stay in power another day, he's going to come back at them. When you start a revolt against the ruler, against the king, against the tyrant, and you don't take it all the way through to the end, you're just asking to have the jackbooted thugs kick down your door and kick in your teeth. That is just history, having started this. And being right in doing so, the people of Egypt have to see it all the way through to the end. Now, I want to talk about what we're seeing within the American government and within the American media with regard to this situation. Initially, when the protesters started and said, we want Mubarak gone, the United States said, well, you know, will of the people. The will of the people is the law of the land, and a founding principle of this nation, enshrined in the Declaration of Independence, is governments are instituted among men deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. That is a core principle of the United States of America. You cannot be the United States of America without that. Okay? So, now all of a sudden that Israel has gone public saying, oh, we got to have Mubarak stay in place. There won't be peace. You know, Israel is threatened if there's a government change in Egypt, because we ticked off Turkey last year and we can't rely on them to keep the peace. We need Egypt there to make sure that, we can go on stealing Palestinian land and not have anybody react to that. And once that dictum went out from their Imperial Highnesses in Tel Aviv, we've seen an immediate about face of the United States government. And most of the media saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, Mubarak may not be a good guy, but we've got to keep him in power because it's good for Israel. So getting back to that founding principle of the United States of America, that governments rule with the consent of the governed, and in full realization that 4 million people in the streets of Egyptian cities right now means that the Egyptian people have withdrawn their consent from Mubarak. You cannot support Mubarak without, in effect, committing high treason against the core principle the United States was founded on. We have been telling you for years that Israel works to subvert the American government and the American media. We know through AIPAC they fund millions of dollars. They take a part of that money that Congress sends to Israel. Your money goes to Israel. Israel sends part of it back. It's a gigantic kickback scheme. And AIPAC will then fund members of Congress and people running for the White House that will support Israel and its policies. It's gotten so absurd now that American candidates, as their first action after declaring their availability for high office, they trot off to Israel. Mike Huckabee is over there, you know, offering them all oral gratification if they'll just let him be president of the United States of America. And Bonnier's over there right now, same thing. Everybody who wants to run for office has to go to Israel and make proper obeisance over there. Sarah Palin did it when she was going to run as vice president. Oh, I'm going to run for American office. Better go to Israel. And they just trot on off there. Now, we documented before how Israel will literally spend millions of dollars, $100 million, bribing the prostitutes of the American corporate media to report the news to favor Israel. And so it hardly comes as a surprise that all of a sudden, once Israel says, oh, we need our puppet Mubarak to stay in place, we're seeing the U.S. Congress say, well, yep, to heck with founding principles of the United States. We've got to keep the tyrant in place. And the same thing with the media. They're all over just trying to find some way they can sell you the idea that even though it is absolutely the antithesis of what America is supposed to stand for, that by golly, we better keep Mubarak in there, even if it means we have to declare war on those pesky Egyptian people themselves. So, for those of you who doubted the extent of Israeli control over this country, or for that matter, any country that's listening to this show right now, the crisis in Egypt, okay, is the litmus test. Okay? Do your politicians work for your own best interests, or are they working for Israel? Does your media report the news from the point of view of your own country, or are they reporting the news Israel wants you to hear? In the United States of America, it can't be both. You either support the founding principles of this nation, that governments must rule with the consent of the governed, and that the will of the people is the law of the land, or you can go along with Israel saying, yeah, we got to keep Mubarak in place. You can't. The two are irreconcilable. You are either an American or you're an Israeli. You cannot be both. And now we get a chance to basically make a list of who is and who isn't. Somebody in the chat room is saying, well, I think we can count Mike Huckabee as an Israeli slave. He's only gone over there 15 times during his quest for the White House here. So this is the litmus test. This is when you find out which of your leaders and which of your corporate media people are working for America, and which one of them are basically Israel's bitches out there. We need to basically make up a t-shirt to send all of them saying, I'm Israel's whore and I'm proud of it, and send it to everybody who's out there saying, well, yeah, Mubarak's not a good guy, but we got to keep him in office. Because you cannot support Mubarak's continued rule in Egypt and say that you support the founding principles of the United States. The two are incompatible. It absolutely cannot, cannot be reconciled between the two. So we've got, you know, Huckabee sucking up to Israel. He's a puppet. Here's a good one. John Bolton came out with a statement that if Mubarak falls, the first thing that Israel ought to do is go bomb Iran and let's kick off the war that way. So obviously another one of Israel's little sock puppets out there. And it's, this is how you tell. This is when you find out whether your media and your politicians are putting America first, second, and third, or they are here to sell you whatever Israel wants you to do. And what is really kind of surprising as we look at the media and the political systems around the world, we begin to understand the scale of Israel's covert subversion of so many countries and so much media around the world, and we begin to understand who the true author of all this misery that we have all been suffering truly is. You cannot support Israel's position on Egypt without committing treason against what makes America, America. You can't have it. You just absolutely cannot. All right, well, basically what they were saying all morning was Mubarak was remaining silent as the protest swells, but now they're basically saying he is releasing this recorded statement saying that he will not run for president again. I don't think it's really going to work. I absolutely do not think it's going to work. I think the Egyptian people are going to see this as just another way for Mubarak to stay in power, and if they go home and leave him in office, he'll find a way to renege on the deal. And he will come down hard on the people of Egypt for daring to defy him. It's like the return of the pharaohs. And the Egyptians understand the pharaohs were not nice people. No tyrants ever are. Saturday Night Live, I think it was, actually used to do this ongoing bit about the kind dictator, about a guy who somehow wound up being dictator, but he really wasn't dictator-type material. And, you know, everybody laughed because they understood it was just absolutely absurd. Political power attracts the very sort of people who shouldn't have it, and those who are willing to do anything to achieve power are always willing to do anything with it once they have it. The Oval Office does not attract the best among us. It merely attracts the most ruthless. Same thing with Congress, same thing with Mubarak's palace. Now, the important story right now is there is a group called the International Network for Rights and Development. It's a non-governmental office. It's partly funded by the Canadian government, but basically they are reporting that Israel has sent three cargo planes of crowd dispersal weapons to Egypt for Mubarak to use, including CS tear gas. Now, I don't know the rules in Israel, and I don't even know the rules in Egypt. I know that here in the United States, CS tear gas is illegal for use in warfare on enemy troops. It's banned, proscribed, very, very toxic stuff. Didn't stop the U.S. government from using it on that church full of women and children down in Waco, Texas, but in theory, it's supposed to be so nasty, we can't even use it on enemy troops in time of war. This is part of what has been sent down there to Egypt for Mubarak to use on his own people. And, you know, if you really think about it, Israel is, in effect, initiating a war on the people of Egypt in order to keep their puppet ruler in place. And Mubarak, in accepting this aid from Israel, is committing the exact same crime that cost Charles I his head. So all we need now is Egypt's Cromwell. Which reminds me, we're seeing the neocons are just bashing al-Baradei as hard as they can. They do not want him to have any power in Egypt. Now, he's actually kind of a moderate. You know, he's certainly a far cry from a new reign of Ayatollahs. But Israel does not want al-Baradei in power in Egypt because, remember, he used to run the International Atomic Energy Agency. He was in charge of the inspections during the whole run-up to the wars in Iraq and the attempt to sell us a war in Iran. And he would not go along with Israel's agenda of claiming that Iraq had weapons of mass destruction when they did not. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream, or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on.
Okay, we're having technical glitches here today, and we're just going to have to deal with that. All right, the big headline news all over the place is that Mubarak is saying he won't run for office again. And you know something? The spin is already starting out where they're going to say, well, those they love to call them rioters, okay? And they aren't rioting. They're protesting peacefully. The only ones committing the vandalism and looting are all Mubarak's thugs trying to make the freedom movement look bad. Even the Washington Post, quoting Human Rights Watch this morning, was saying that, yeah, everybody they've arrested for looting and causing damage turns out to have a state-issued ID. So they're not rioters, and I don't want to call them rioters. One newspaper, talk about trying to just put the most negative possible spin, called them revolters. They're revolters. They're revolting. And they're peace activists. They're freedom activists is what they really are here. So they're basically, the spin is now coming out that if the people of Egypt don't accept this promise to not run again and call off the revolution and go home, that they're just being unreasonable. Okay, but you know something? They had 30 years of trying to be reasonable with a very unreasonable ruler. You know, anybody who thinks Mubarak will keep this promise, I got some of Saddam's nuclear weapons to sell you. But that's going to be the spin here, that if the protesters don't accept Mubarak's promise not to run again at the end of his term, that they're just being unreasonable. They're trying to find any way that they can destroy any sympathy for the freedom movement in Egypt, because they don't care about Egypt. They are terrified it is coming here. All right, I forgot to mention the top of the show. Our phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. Manny's in the control room, and he's doing his best to deal with the issues of signal coming from that way to this way, but I understand that my voice is going the other way pretty good, so we're going to keep on going. Call on in. Let us know what you feel about this. And I'm going to tell you right now, I don't want any off-topic calls. I'm not interested in calls about alternative financial systems or HARP or chemtrails or anything. We're talking about the global revolution and the causes for it. Now, meanwhile, over in Israel, we're seeing their media begin to bash the United States for not forcing Mubarak back on the Egyptian people. The quotes are saying, oh, the U.S. has thrown Mubarak to the dogs. Well, over the last several days, the United States has been very supportive of Mubarak. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton came out and said, we do not support the ouster of Mubarak. It doesn't get more obvious than that. I don't know what Israel was expecting us to do, go in and nuke the place or something and say, here's your tyrant back. But it's just one more reminder, for President Panzi to pay attention. It doesn't matter what you do for Israel. It doesn't matter how much of America's tax dollars you give to them. It doesn't matter how much of a blind eye you turn to their war crimes and their violations of United Nations Security Council resolutions. It doesn't matter how silent you stay while Israel kills Americans on the high seas, whether it's the USS Liberty or the USS Cole or the Aid Flotilla. Nothing that you do is ever good enough for Israel. They're going to complain that you didn't do enough for them. So why do we bother trying? Yes, Israel is surrounded by enemies. Israel worked hard to be surrounded by enemies. They attack people. They steal land. They murder. They drop white phosphorus on school kids. And then they run behind the United States and say, Daddy, Daddy, save me from the bad people. And our government says, okay, we'll save you from the bad people. And as long as the United States government goes on protecting Israel from the consequences of its actions, Israel will go on committing the kinds of actions that generate that kind of hate and hostility. Israel is afraid that with the loss of Turkey and now the loss of Egypt, that they're going to be surrounded by countries that don't like them. And they want the United States to come in and bomb everybody until they love Israel. Well, I got a better solution. If Israel wants to be liked, Israel should be likable. Draw your borders, write a constitution, stop killing people, and say, okay, what have you got that we want to buy? What do we have that you want to buy? And start trade, because commerce and trade is the path to peace. Alrighty here. Let's see. Alright, we already talked. Yeah, Washington Post confirmed the looters were Mubarak agents, provocateurs here. I'm going to be jumping around a little bit. I'm not as well organized with my talking points as I normally would be. Over in Jordan, as you know, things are heating up over there. I mean, we're starting to see the global revolution spread beyond Egypt to Jordan, Albania, Yemen. It's going everywhere, and the fear in Washington, D.C. is it's coming to the United States of America. And yeah, it's going to. We actually have more income inequality here than there is in Egypt. We have fraudulent elections, just like Egypt. We have a government that will not share power with anybody, as we saw when Ron Paul got edged out of running in 2008, despite huge grassroots popular support. So anyway, over in Jordan, they've had riots there, and Jordan's king has basically tried to play the same gambit Mubarak did. He fired the entire government, except himself, and he's the one that the Jordanians want to leave. But he says, that's okay, I'm going to fire all my old lackeys, and I'm going to hire all new lackeys, and that will make everything okay. And obviously Jordan's citizens did not fall for that any more than Egypt's citizens did when Mubarak did it. So Jordan looks like they're going down that same path. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with Micro Plant Powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of Micro Plant Powder with Lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro Plant Powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Micro Plant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. So we're talking about this growing global revolution against the international bankers, the private central bankers, who have basically impoverished the entire world to enrich themselves. It's been going on for decades. It accelerated over the last 10 years. We have this FCIC report here in the United States of America that basically says none of the misery that we have had to endure for the last going on 10 years was necessary. It was completely avoidable. Did not have to happen. The only reason we have seen our standard of living plummet and our personal wealth collapses because Wall Street got greedy and the government let them. It's the same situation they had in Egypt. So anyway, over in Jordan, the king of Jordan fired his old government because they're rioting and protesting there, and he appointed a new prime minister, and the Jordanian people are saying, it's not going to work. We don't like the guy you picked. And so it looks like Jordan may face the same crisis that Egypt is facing, and there's no stopping it. The momentum is building. People around the world are angry. They're furious, and when they lose their fear of the government, which is what happened in Egypt, all that's left is the rage. Because it's a funny thing about being afraid. It's tiring. It's exhausting. When the government uses fear to control you, it only works a little while. Because you can only muster the energy to be afraid for so long. And then it just burns out. It's not a question of whether you want to be brave or want to feel fear or not. You simply can't. It's burned out of you. And when you lose that fear, when you cannot feel fear anymore, all that's left is the rage. Somebody in the chat room put, fear is the foundation of most governments. John Adams, second president of the United States. By the way, if you have not seen it, the HBO miniseries on John Adams, I know they won a lot of Emmy Awards with it. It's very good. My wife, as a Christmas present, got me the Blu-ray discs for John Adams. I still watch them all the time. It's wonderful stuff. Now, over in the Palestinian Authority, over in the West Bank area, not Gaza, but over on the occupied West Bank where Abbas is holding court, where they are dealing with the revelations of these leaked papers by Al Jazeera that show that the Palestinian Authority has basically been working for Israel, just the way that Mubarak has. And the Palestinian people are now very angry with Abbas. Not that they weren't already when he said that I'm not going to declare a Palestinian state no matter how many other countries recognize this. And by the way, Cyprus joined the club earlier today. They recognize a Palestinian state with the 1967 borders. And Abbas is just sitting there saying, well, you know, I don't care. I am not going to do it. And these leaked Palestinian papers that were leaked by Al Jazeera, not WikiLeaks, Al Jazeera, basically make it clear that Abbas is a puppet of Israel, which we've been telling you all along. So now, looking at what's going on in Egypt, all of these Israeli puppets are beginning to realize that they might not be able to hang on to their job, no matter how much political pull or American weapons Israel has to wave at the problem. And so now the Palestinian Authority is saying, oh, okay, I guess we're going to have an election here so that you can vote for which one of the lackeys is going to be out there. Now, meanwhile, up in Ireland, the Irish Prime Minister, in responding to their public outrage over the economic disaster that has been visited on them by Wall Street and the International Monetary Fund, is going to dissolve their parliament and call for a new general election to get new representatives into parliament. And again, this is becoming a classic pattern. The head of the government sells his country out to the bankers. The people get upset, and he fires his underlings to try and appease them, throws them to the wolves. You know, you can't touch me. I am Israel's minion in this country. Here, kill a few congressmen or parliamentarians or whatever they call them over there in Ireland. Now, I want to talk a little bit. Oh, we've got Karen Tostado on the line. Let's go to her immediately. Karen, aloha. Welcome to the show. What is your take on what's going on over in Egypt?
Hi, well, it is very inspirational to see the people getting up in the spirit of freedom and peace, peaceful noncompliance. It is wonderful. Now we just have to be careful to follow where it leads because things are not always as they appear to be. And with Lindsay Williams predicting a crisis in the Mideast, you know, we'll have to see how it plays out. But the bottom line is peaceful noncompliance and so the support of the people for each other is just wonderful, don't you think?
Okay, you were cutting out, so I didn't hear everything that you said, but I do want to make a couple of comments. Earlier today, I was putting up that photo, going back a couple of days, where the Egyptians are on that bridge over the Nile, and they're basically kneeling in prayer while they're being hosed. And that reminded me so much of Gandhi's peaceful noncompliance, or rather, a nonviolent non-cooperation that was his guiding principle to get foreign rule out of India, and obviously the Egyptians are using it to get foreign rule out of Egypt. And the model is really identical. I mean, the Indians were told, see, you have your own rulers here, but those rulers are working for Great Britain. And, you know, Egypt is waking up and realizing, yeah, they've got Mubarak, but Mubarak is working for foreign interests. He's not working for Egypt. And so I looked at that photo and it was so inspirational. And again, to draw the historical parallel, as you know, they got video of Mubarak's police shooting some of the freedom ralliers while they were at prayer. They're just, you know, bowed over doing their prayer and Mubarak's police shot them. And I don't know if you remember an incident in India called Amritsar, where the British fired on a group of Indians who were just rallying together for their rights, and it became known as the Amritsar Massacre. And in hindsight, looking back on it, that signaled the beginning of the end of foreign rule over India. just the world outrage and shock on that. And now Egypt's got their version of Amritsar. And, you know, world opinion among ordinary people is definitely on the side of the Egyptian people. And we're almost watching with amusement as the media and the government struggle to try and maintain the old order, when very clearly the old order has just gotten its two-minute warning.
This is a critical point in history, and I think that when people really start to understand as well that these Egyptians are rising for the same problems that we are, you know,
yes,
their citizens are being tortured and murdered, it is totally inspirational to watch the power and faith, to be able to kneel and have people shooting at you. That is an extremely courageous thing to do. But hopefully their sacrifice will not be in vain, and we, the people all around the world, can show solidarity and can wake up and follow the trail and see just where this transition of power leads to. And also, today we saw a young man who is a pretty famous actor in Egypt talking about, and I don't know, Michael, you may know, but he said between 200 and 300 people were murdered and they should hold trials afterwards because the people were peacefully demonstrating. And I think that that's a good idea as well.
Oh, absolutely. I would agree with that. Again, that's another reason why this ludicrous attempt by Mubarak to prolong his reign by promising that he won't run for office again. We're way past that. Once you stand up against the government and say, we're not going to listen to you anymore, we're going to rebel against you, you must take it through all the way to the end result. Because if the Egyptian people back down and say, okay, we'll let you complete your term in office, he's going to find some way to break the promise, and he's going to come back and he's going to start killing more of the people who stood up against him. Because, you know, he's a pharaoh. He's a return of the pharaohs is what he is. And, you know, I don't think the Egyptian people are going to fall for it. I think almost this is a stunt so that the world media can turn around and say that these freedom marchers are being unreasonable because he's agreed to leave office eventually. So why don't they just go home and, you know, back to their, high unemployment and grinding poverty and subservience to the International Monetary Fund and the will of Israel. And I think we've all had enough of that. And I know that, the reason that Israel is fighting this as hard as they can.
It's really a time for people to unite in the spirit of freedom and in peaceful noncompliance, but at the same time to be aware of the fact that when they disarm us, when we allow ourselves to be in the position where we cannot defend ourselves, then we are put in a total position of powerlessness if they decide to fire on us. I think that people should be able to defend themselves. We should really start asking those questions. You know, in Arizona, not long ago, if people had been armed, he never would have been able to get away with that. When we, the people, need to be able to defend ourselves, not offensive firing, but to defend ourselves from those who do not value our lives or our worth. And it is gratifying to see that people really are waking up. They're coming together. And that's what UnitedWeStrike.com is all about. And hopefully, Michael, we won't have to wait till April. This will spark a revolution in the hearts and minds of people all across the world, the young people who are being enslaved through college tuition, massive debt with no jobs in the future but to become part of military or IRS or TSA. That is no future. The future that we can create without those IMFers would be wonderful if we just stop fighting amongst ourselves and see who the real criminals are in the background.
Well, I don't think we're fighting amongst ourselves all that much. In fact, I'm seeing a huge amount of unity start to come together. Obviously, there are the planted disinformational operators and disruptors here in the alternative media and across the blogosphere. The good news is they're having to make such outrageous and outlandish statements to justify their agenda that people are really beginning to scratch their heads and say, who's this person really, really working for? I mean, in the end, it comes back down to what I said at the top of the show. This is a litmus test for American ideals and American principles. You cannot support Mubarak's continued presence in office without abandoning, betraying the founding principles of the United States of America. You can't have both. You're
right.
Either going to say, consent of the governed, or you're going to say, I support a dictator and to heck with the founding principles of the United States of America. And I think the American people, by and large, understand that. I've noticed very recently a change in the people around me that I, you know, I'm always talking to people not only to get the word out about what's going on, but just to sort of take the psychic pulse of the general population. And about a month ago, if you talked about the abuses of Goldman Sachs and the Federal Reserve and Bernanke and everything, you'd sort of get this kind of a smile and a shrug, and they'd say, yeah, you know, it's bad, and they knew what was going on. Now the smiles and shrugs have gone away, and you talk about what's going on in the economy and everything, and you see this very grim face settle over them, and they just look at you and they say, yeah, I know. And what we're seeing is the anger is building in the general population. It is there. It is growing every single day. We don't know what the flashpoint's going to be, but it is there.
And it is there.
There's no way to put it back in the bottle.
Well, and we also have to pay attention when our leaders over here talk about democracy and the freedom of people to peacefully protest, and then they tell us to turn in our neighbors and take our tax dollars to pay for more cameras to be watching and monitoring us. You know, there's a big disconnect there that I hope the American people also will pay attention to.
Oh, I would definitely agree with that. Karen, I'd like to let you go here because I'm really having a hard time hearing everything that you're saying. So if you have anything you'd like to say in summary to our listeners?
Just that this is inspirational. We should look to the Egyptians. We should look inside of our own hearts and minds and start to connect the dots to Wall Street. And thank you, Michael Rivero.
All right. Well, thank you, Karen. We'll be talking to you a little bit later on here. Before I go to the next call, I want to make a point here because everyone's talking about the Internet kill switches, okay? Egypt shut off the Internet to its own people in an obviously failed attempt to isolate them so that they could not organize and produce these rallies and these mass protests that we're seeing right now. With 2 million people in the streets of Cairo right now, obviously this did not work. It also had a huge backfire problem because, as you know, there was this propaganda campaign to try and convince everybody that the freedom movement in Egypt was some kind of a CIA and Mossad plot. And very obviously the goal here was to trick the people of Egypt into not supporting the protests against Mubarak. They said, oh, you don't want to go down there and try and oust Mubarak. This is all a CIA Mossad plot. You don't want to help those people. We hate the CIA and the Mossad. But in cutting off the Internet, that propaganda hoax never reached the people of Egypt. And as far as isolating the people of Egypt, they get together 5 times every day to pray together. You don't think they're going to stand up and talk with each other before and after? So it was a completely ludicrous and stupid thing. But we're already hearing in the United States, they're saying, oh, we've got to have one of those Internet kill switches. And Austria is saying, we've got to have an Internet kill switch. And apparently over in China, they're already blocking the Egypt feed on their version of Twitter. And so the governments are worried that all, you know, oh, they're going to get bad ideas from those Egyptians. They might just stand up and kick out our private central bankers. And they play such good games of golf. We've got to keep them in power. Or Mahjong in the case of China. And so I basically thought about this. I've seen all this communication about what do we do if the Internet goes down? Oh, we get shortwave, we get packet radio, we do, you know, Bluetooth packeting and all these other things, which are all very interesting technical exercises, but I think we need to change our thinking a little bit. Okay? I think we, the people of planet Earth, in order to form a perfect union, we should adopt the Kennedy approach. Now, John F. Kennedy, when he was in office, before they shot him for standing up to the Federal Reserve, John F. Kennedy said it as a policy of the United States government that an attack anywhere in the Western Hemisphere would be viewed as an attack on the United States itself with the appropriate response slash retaliation. That policy did work to deter an attack. Okay, now, I think we should adopt a variation on that policy. We, the people of the alternative media, the blogosphere, the freedom-loving people of planet Earth, we should declare up front that an attack on the Internet anywhere in the world is an attack on the right of free speech of all of us globally, an attack by the government against the people. Now, here in the United States of America, where freedom of speech is recognized in the Bill of Rights, an attack on the Internet, shutting down the Internet, is an attack by the government on the right of free speech. The instant the government does that, It delegitimizes itself. It can't claim to represent the people of the nation when they shut off the right of freedom of speech. Basically, when a government shuts down the internet, they're admitting before the world they have lost the consent of their people to rule. If they have the consent of the people to rule, they don't need to stifle freedom of speech. So it's a confession of failure, a failure of principles, a failure of leadership, a failure to take care of the people whose nation that you are running. So shutting down the internet is the opening salvo in a war of conquest by a government against its own people. And the proper course of action is not to be worried about what we'll do just in case, but to simply say that move is the first strike in a war by the government against the people, and basically say, all right, what do we do now that we're at war with the government? So that's what I think we should do in the event of an internet shutdown in the United States of America. Okay, the war has begun. Time to party. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Can we talk?
Can we talk?
Can we talk about gun control?
Gun control?
Seems like it should work, doesn't it?
It should work.
You'd think so. Yeah.
Pass the right laws.
Pass the right laws.
And you can disarm the criminals.
You disarm them.
That's the idea.
But the problem is...
The problem?
Criminals don't obey the law.
They don't obey the law.
That's true.
After all... They're criminals.
They're criminals.
Criminals. They'll always find a way to get guns.
No matter how many laws you pass.
Which means...
Which means they still have guns.
They still have guns. While the rest of us...
The rest of us?
The rest of us are just left defenseless.
Americans who own guns, people like you and me, prevent over 1 million violent crimes every year. Get the facts on gun control. Visit armedandsecure.org. That's armedandsecure.org.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
We will not go down in the night without a fight. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here, and we're trying to sort out all of our technical issues. I think I still have a caller waiting on the line. And let's see, let me scroll back here. Bert in Oregon. Aloha, Bert. Welcome to the show. What is on your mind?
Actually, it's Kurt, but what I wanted to say was I called you about 3 months ago, and I was complaining about how the IMF was going around the world telling countries to sell off all their grain reserves if they wanted a loan for loans that they needed. And we've seen this happen. The world's grain supplies are the lowest they've been in 50 years, and I think what we're seeing in North Africa right now is a consequence of this, with higher food prices are hurting people, especially the very poor people. And okay. the IMF is acting in collusion with the banks and the grain trading companies to get rid of all these big stockpiles of grain, which act as a buffer to high prices.
Well, okay. I'm going to take a guess at what you were saying here, and I'm afraid that after this phone call, I'm going to have to say no more phone calls for the rest of the day because I'm not able to hear what the other people are saying. But in essence, I think the goal here is if the International Monetary Fund is able to control and corner all food sources, not only does it provide unending profitability by, you know, being able to skyrocket prices and keep people slaves to that market, it's a form of direct control over the people. In fact, Mubarak has already been trying to play this game in Egypt because obviously basic supplies are shutting down and stopping in Egypt, and he's basically telling the people, if you get rid of me, you're all going to starve to death. And as we talk about this global revolution, we have seen governments around the world, including the United States of America, attempt to basically ban or destroy alternative supplies of food other than those under the control of the corporations. Because if we can grow our own food, if we can hunt our own food, if we can go down here to the shoreline and fish, then we don't have to listen to the government when they're out there screaming, if you do what we say, we'll give you a bologna sandwich.
Exactly. And the main thing is they have to control the three cereal crops, mainly two cereal crops. That's wheat and rice, because most of the world depends on those two cereal crops.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you're absolutely right. This is more than just high profitability. This is an attempt by the central bankers, by the global fascist dictatorship, to control all food production so that we'll simply do as we're told, even though we know it's a dictatorship and they're bad people. But, you know, our choice is do as we're told or starve to death. And that's, you know,
as you've said about the banks want to use the homes in the United States to build up their balance sheets. Well, most real estate property where the common people live around the world doesn't have much value, but the food has the value in most of the world. And so I think they're going to go after the food, the banks, and the IMF, which is basically a banking cartel.
Very much so it is. And, you know, that's basically the heart of the New World Order. It was all about the money, regardless of what they were doing. Whether it was the global pandemic they wanted to scare us into control of a World Health Authority, it was still all about the money for the vaccines. The global warming hoax, and we know it's a hoax. Look at the storm that is slamming America right now that we were told was a thing of the past. And it was all about money, carbon taxes, you know, paying extra premiums for the disposal of those toxic carbon dioxide. Well, carbon dioxide isn't toxic. Plants need it. And it's all about being able to control the supply of food to the world's population so that we'll just do as we're told. And, you know, what was it that Rothschild said? Give me control of a nation's money and I don't care who makes the law. Well, the new one is now. Give me control of the planet's food and I don't care who makes the law. And that's what they're basically trying to do right now. And it's one of the reasons we have seen these very draconian pieces of legislation coming down, attempting to ban private gardens and small organic farmers. All right, we're going to take a station break. Thank you for the phone call. No more calls this show because I'm really having a hard time hearing the incoming call. We'll be right back.
The next round.